AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats wrap up their convention tonight with Kamala Harris as their presidential nominee. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
At Chicago's United Center.
On that stage tonight, you'll see a champion for working people all across the country, a defender of our fundamental freedoms, and a prosecutor who will make the case against Donald Trump.
Campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says, most importantly,
what you'll see is the next president of the United States.
She'd be the first woman in the job and will become the first black woman and first person of South Asian descent to be a major party's presidential nominee. This will be one of the few remaining chances for Harris to appeal to an audience of millions heading into the general election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's a welcome sign for potential homebuyers. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage dropped to the lowest level in 15 months. Home sales rose last month. A man from Guatemala, Rigoberto Orozco, has been indicted for his part in coordinating a human smuggling effort that ended with 53 migrants dead in 2022 in a sweltering tractor trailer in Texas. Deputy U.S. Attorney Nicole Argentieri says the truck's air conditioning was not working properly.
As temperatures rose, some of the migrants inside the trailer allegedly lost consciousness, while others clawed at the walls, trying to escape.
Guatemalan officials announced the arrest of seven people accused of helping smuggle the migrants, including Orozco. The Arkansas Supreme Court upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions for an abortion rights ballot initiative. It keeps the proposal from going before voters in Arkansas in November. Venezuela's Supreme Court has backed President Nicolas Maduro's claim he won last month's election and said voting tallies published online showing he lost by a landslide were forged. A government report expected to stir debate concluded fluoride in drinking water at twice the recommended limit is linked to lower IQ in children. This is AP News. Unrest in Indonesia forced the government to delay a vote on changes to election laws
that could further enhance the political influence of outgoing President Joko Widodo. The moves have triggered widespread condemnation on social media and in the streets. On Thursday, police fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters who attempted to storm Parliament after they tore down a section of fence and threw stones at police. Protesters also occupied roads in front of the Parliament building. Some held banners and signs, while others started a fire and burned tires. Indonesian celebrities and musicians also joined at the new protest, voicing concerns about democracy in Indonesia. I'm Charles Duledesma.
A man and woman were charged with manslaughter in New York after leaving their three-month-old alone in an attic with two dogs. The baby was fatally mauled. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.